by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Now we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We talked to Manhattan Parks and Recreation officials here. We're talking right now with Randy Clifford, who is the Recreation Director here about the Aquatic Center. We also have Ryan McKee, Alfonso Leyva, and Melissa Kirkwood here joining us in studio. Talk a little bit more about maybe some programs here coming up here at the Aquatic Centers.
That's right. We're just getting ready to start our second session of our summer swim lesson program. We do three sessions each summer, and we always have a lot of kids that run through that program and a few adults too. But we got almost 1,300 people registered currently, and we've got a number of sessions that are full. There are some spots available in that third session that will be coming up in a couple weeks if you're still interested in getting your kids involved in that. But Learn to Swim is an important program. Really want kids to be comfortable with learning swimming skills and being able to be safe when they're around water. And so that's an important component of what we do with our summer aquatics program. And then we also have a couple of new programs I wanted to mention. We're offering private swim lessons for the first time. We've had some demand for that for over the last couple of years, and so we kind of figured out a way to program it into our schedule, and we've had good response to that. We've got 11 of our 14 sessions are full with over 130-some participants that are involved in our private lessons, and it's just a way to get a little bit more of a one-on-one approach to help maybe either students who are trying to master a particular skill or someone to give their child a little more attention in a shorter time frame. Our junior lifeguarding program has got 28 participants, so we had a real good response to that for the first time this year, and that's for 11 to 14-year-olds. And the purpose of that program is to essentially identify swimmers, young swimmers who aren't old enough to be employed yet, but who might be interested in learning more about lifeguarding and hopefully potentially become lifeguards when they get a little bit older. So it becomes a little bit of a feeder program for our lifeguarding needs, and helps those kids that are kind of in that tweener age group that don't really have ability to work yet, but they may have already gone through our Learn and Swim program and done what they can do there. And so they're getting an opportunity to spend some time on deck working with some of our existing staff to learn some of those skills and basically create a situation where by the end of the summer they could pretty much be lifeguard course ready and be ready to become lifeguards when they reach that age. So we're excited about that program, and hopefully will allow us to build kind of a feeder program for our lifeguard needs. With three water parks that we operate, we need a lot of staff, and we'll hire, 200 employees over the course of the summer to operate all three facilities. So it's a substantial need in terms of the personnel that are required to operate these facilities.
And as far as staffing this year, are you guys full, or do you still have people you need to hire?
We always are looking to fill in a few spots, but we really had pretty good success this year. Surprisingly, we've had as much challenge as we've had in a number of other areas. For some reason, the water parks came together a little more smoothly this year, and so we actually were able to operate all three facilities from the beginning Memorial Day weekend, whereas in the past sometimes we've had kind of a staggered opening schedule. But this year we had enough staff to open all three facilities on time at the beginning of the season, and we've had adequate staff to operate facilities at appropriate levels. And as the summer unfolds, we always have some attrition, and we start losing some kids as we head toward August. But really, staffing-wise, we've been in pretty good shape this summer.
Well, one question I always have is whenever there's weather, and I know you guys are open pretty much
all
every
the
day
time.
Of the week.
Right.
Well, what do people need to know? Like, let's say there's maybe a potential for some storms here. Do you guys put out information on social media?
We do. We try to monitor that very closely. Obviously, when we have weather rolling in, we got staff that's keeping a close eye on that. And if we have any sign of thunder or lightning, then it's a 30-minute pullout from the facility. So if the pools are already open and our water parks are already doing business, then we take people out, and we have to have at least a 30-minute time frame before, with that being clear, before we allow people to back into the water. If it's at a time when before facilities open, either due to cooler weather, which doesn't seem like much of an issue this right now, but in the earlier part of the season we had some days like that, or if we have the threat of inclement weather, then we ask people to take advantage of either our social media, where we provide the most current information, website updates, as well as our textcaster, in which you can actually sign up and get received texts about conditions and changes with schedules as well. So,
all right, pretty good stuff. And you guys mentioned open daily here, what, noon?
1 o'clock swim time. We're 1 to 8 at City Park Pool, 1 to 7 at Northview, and 1 to 6 at Seco. Seco we utilize for some evening swim lessons, so we don't run quite as late there because it's a good evening location for folks who need that option for swim lessons, and so we take advantage of that evening time frame over there. But it is one that all three facilities are very busy this time of year, and as we head toward July and see the kind of what temperatures we've had in the last week especially, you'll see a lot of activity all three locations.
And we are open on 4th of July. So I've had a couple of comments on our social media about that. So all our facilities will be open on July 4th, regular operating hours. You want to tell them about Twilight Swim, too?
You bet. That's a nice feature we have available at the City Park Water Park. From 6 to 8 p.m., we offer our Twilight Swim time, which is a discounted admission rate. It's essentially half of the cost of the regular swim session in the afternoon. So it's $3 for adults and $2 for youth. It's a great time for families to take advantage, maybe not quite as busy, and it's a good rate for bringing several people in if you'd like to get some swimming in and not have to pay the full rate so during the day.
Okay, good to know here. And that place is going to just be more popular here this week with the 4th of July. Let's talk a little bit about the Little Apple Paddle here coming up, and I know Ryan McKee is going to chat about that.
Yeah, the Little Apple Paddle, once again, another event affected by the flood. So typically this is our fifth year of the paddle. We've generally been on the river for a 10-mile paddle from Manhattan to St. George, but obviously this year with the high water, we need to look at some other options, and that option basically came to conclusion last week. We decided to move it out to Tuttle Creek State Park, the river pond. So we're going to shrink it down a little bit from a 10-mile paddle to a little over a 2-mile paddle on the river pond, but we're also making it more of a festival-type activity. We're going to be offering some different things like, well, obviously we'll have a great lunch by Cox Barbecue. We'll have different things like disc golf and some kite flying and tug-of-war and some yard games, and we're going to Pathfinder's going to be there doing some demonstrations with different paddle different types of kayaks and canoes and different things. So we'll have a few vendors and just make it kind of a more of a fun festival type activity after the paddle is concluded that morning. So it'll be a fun event. It's something, you know, we want to be on the river as much as anybody else, but it, you know, when things like this happen, we'd rather take the safe route and keep people safe, and then hopefully next year we can get back on the river.
Yeah, obviously, and I think a lot of people probably are pretty understanding here this year with the situation going on with Tuttle.
Yeah, no question. It's Tuttle's way up. Right now they're releasing quite a bit of water, so it has brought up Tuttle Pond a little bit, or the river pond, and that doesn't really affect us as much because it gives us more surface area to paddle on, but also it helps us loading and unloading as well with the water a little bit higher. But we'll make sure we continue to watch those levels, and we want people to be safe there as well. But we'll make it a great event, fun event. If you have not registered yet, make sure you do so because today is our deadline by 5 o'clock. So if you could, if you haven't yet entered, or if you have a vessel and you'd like to get included, give us a call at our office or go online, mhkprd.com, and sign up online. It's going to be a great event. We'll make it fun for everybody, and hopefully next year we can get back on the river. We are setting we're going to try to set a world record this year. That was kind of the fun plug this year. We're going to, it's 150 boats in a straight line parade. We're going to try to beat that record, and so far we have about 250 some boats signed up. So
awesome!
Hopefully we can continue with the festival and set that record and make it kind of a fun event.
And Ryan, this would probably be one of those events if people haven't had the chance to kind of get out on the water in a kayak or canoe. It's very it is very controlled, and we have a lot of staff that are there, including the Manhattan Fire Department and EMS. Not that we intend to use them, but they are there to help with the safety factor of everything and making sure that, you know, when you have 200 plus vessels on the water, that it all goes smoothly. And we have small kids that participate as well as very much older audience too.
We do. So. We always say, you know, over 5. We don't want too young a kid out there or no pets. But we do have, like Melissa was saying, we want a lot of safety things in place. We have the Manhattan Fire Department, the Corps of Engineers helps us. We have a lot of great partners, the Pathfinder, the Friends of the Caw, Friends of Tuttle Creek State Park. We have a lot of people in place to make sure that it's run smooth and it's a great event. So
Excellent. And again, that's July 13th. Tuttle Creek State Park River Pond. What time does that get going?
We'll shoot at getting people on the water around 9 o'clock, but check in. We'll start around 7:30, 7:45, depending. And there'll be an email that goes out to all the registrants. It talks more precisely about times and where they need to go, and there is a map that shows where they need to be as well for people that have signed up.
All right. Well, we're getting short on time here, Melissa. Anything else?
Hey, just a couple of quick things. Arts in the Park continues through July, and we've had some great concerts so far. Please come out every Friday night. Concerts start at 8. They're free. We have the punch card program with that event, and that's free. So the more concerts you come to, the more you're eligible to win some prizes at the end of the season. Our Family Adventure Passport program is going amazing. We have over 200 families participating, another free program that we're offering through the summer. You can check that out on our social media page, and we've got lots of activities that we want you to participate in throughout the summer. And weekly, we've been giving away prizes. So we are so thankful for all of our sponsors that are helping us with that. Interestingly enough, this last Friday, we gave away a big prize. We gave away a kayak. So It kind of fell in line with what's coming up with us with the Little Apple Paddle. So we've got lots of activities, whether it's these activities we're talking about or just to get out and enjoy our parks. Lastly, probably just a reminder to everyone that we do have our monthly Parks and Rec Advisory Board meetings the first Monday of every month, which is today. And those are open to the public. It starts at 4:30 at the City Hall Commission Chambers, and everybody's invited to learn what we've got going on.
Okay, sounds good. Well, a lot of good information here. If you missed any of it, we will have it up on our website later here on the podcast version. Melissa Kirkwood, Randy Clifford, Alfonso Leyva, Ryan McKee, thank you guys for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Melissa, a quick question for you. I don't know if I was kind of doing some other things. Did you mention Furniture Amnesty Day?
I did not. But that is in it's July 25th.
The last Saturday
of the month of July, and that is a partnership that we work together. The city works together with Kansas United Way, and we get all the furniture that's in your basement or in your garage or different places. Instead of trying to fill our landfills, we want to essentially do that Amnesty Day where you can come pick up furniture. And if you are interested in donating furniture, we have several different people at City Hall that are working on that project, and you can find out more on the city's website at cityofmhk.com.
And it's July 27th. Yes.
Thanks. I knew it was at the end there.
You're close. All right. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
More in Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by ESB Financial. Did you know that ESB Financial has shred boxes in their lobbies for their clients to use year-round to protect their identity? Boost.